I am so glad that you have found Preemie Power. Preemie Power is a podcast that is dedicated to moms and families in the NICU, or those of you that have been through the NICU. We will share stories of other moms and families, my own story. We'll cover things from finding your allies, finding your boundaries, to what to do when you go home. I'd love it if you join me every Friday for the latest episode. Welcome to the Preemie Power Podcast. I am so excited that you are joining us today. I'm your host, Jessie Threlkeld, and I have taken quite a bit of a break. I've gotten some great messages from you guys that have really, really encouraged me to come back and start again and just make some more content for my preemie parents out there. So today's topic is one that is near and dear to my heart, and that is advocating for your baby. So whether you have been in the NICU one day, 3 days, or months, this podcast is for you. And I hope that it brings you some encouragement and some hope and maybe gives you some new ideas on how you can advocate for your baby. So when I had my daughter almost 11 years ago now, I had no idea about the NICU. She was my first. I knew nothing. I thought the NICU was a very different thing than what it actually is, I guess. And I had no idea that she was going to need so much time in the NICU. So we thought she was born at 32 weeks, and she was actually born at 28 weeks. And we spent 3 months in the NICU. And in that 3 months, my husband and I learned a lot of advocacy and how to advocate for our baby and how to get questions answered, how to navigate that. And now as a NICU coach, I help other families navigate that as well. So for starters, I think a lot of families don't know that they can ask anything. So the first place that I would start is if you are brand new to the NICU, maybe it's your first week, first day, first few days, ask away. Tell the doctor, explain this to me like I am a five-year-old. Help me understand, what is a hematoma? What does a brain bleed mean? What does low oxygen mean? What is a Brady, right? For those of you who've been in the NICU for a minute, and when I say a minute, it usually takes families about 2.5 weeks before they kind of have a rhythm. They get the hospital system. Their bodies are feeling a little better. And in that 2.5 weeks, they have just been soaking in all the things. What does the beeps mean? What are the machines? What's the medicine? The IVs? They are just soaking in information. And so in that amount of time, you're actually learning a ton. So give yourself lots of grace because you're learning and you're healing. So the first thing is trying to be there for rounds. And in rounds, typically those happen in the morning in the hospitals that I'm in, but it might be different at your hospital. There's usually a doc or many if it's a teaching hospital, your nurse or nurses. There might be a charge nurse there, right? Every hospital kind of does it differently, but there's usually 1 to 7 people. And in those rounds, they go over day of life. They go over if babies had any significant events. They go over what new path they're going to do for today, whether they're going to up baby's feeds or lower the oxygen or go up on oxygen or do a surgery. They'll give all that information. And so it's really important that parents participate. Most hospitals, if you can't be there in person, let you call in. So you call in, you can hear it, you can ask all the questions. I often tell parents, if it's just mom that can be there or just dad, you can record, you can take notes.
those types of things help it so that you can relay to your parent, your partner, what's happening. Because oftentimes by the end of the day, or sometimes even right after, your brain is mush and you're like, I don't know, but it's scary. Some of those things can help. It can really help to open your notes app on your phone and write out your questions ahead of time so that when the dot comes, you hear all the big scary things, or maybe the really good things, you know the questions you want to ask, right? So let's say you're nearing the end of your NICU journey and you're like, we're eating, baby's eating, and we're on low flow. When do we get to go home? And the doc says something like, baby has to be able to take 75% of the feeds or 90% of the feeds. And you're like, what does that mean? Ask that. Make sure you have that question written down. What does 75% look like? Is that 75% of a bottle? Is that all the bottles, but 75%? What does that mean? What's the requirement? And so some of those types of things can really, really help. The more questions you ask, the more of an expert you are going to become on your baby. And so I know it's intimidating. It can often feel like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not a doctor. They are. They're the experts. And at some point, your doctor will tell you, having preemies is like a guessing game. And we're making educated guesses. And most parents get real nervous when they hear that from a doctor. And so you might be in a position where you have to make medical decisions that you have never thought of, that you have never considered, that you don't know anything about. And I want to just encourage you that you are not alone in that. It might feel like you aren't, because not many of us know other NICU families. Not many of us are getting supported by other NICU families. But I want to know that, I want you to know that you are not alone in this. And it is scary and it is hard. And Dr. Google, Dr. Reddit, those places can sometimes have good information, and sometimes they can have very wrong or very scary information that isn't helpful to your journey. So how do we find trusted sources? I think this is different for every single person in the NICU. I'm not going to tell you what those trusted sources are. You have to figure that out for yourself. For me, it was our NICU nurses. So we had primaries, and we had two of them, one for morning and one for night. And then we had a few fill-ins that were light primaries. They were my people. And I would come to them and say, okay, do you think that Bree should have this or that? Should we do this or that? And I was able to bounce questions off of them when doctors didn't have a lot of time to sit with us and really hash it out. I think it's also important to remember that every baby in the NICU has their own trajectory. So when I was in the NICU, I thought we were going to have a very short journey, and no one had told me that most babies don't go home before their due date. And I did not understand that I didn't have control over when we were going home and how long that was going to take. And letting go a bit and asking questions can be really beneficial in becoming your baby's best advocate. I think one of the other things is really talking to your partner and just kind of hashing out, where are you guys in agreement and where are you in disagreement on medical treatments and what the plan is moving forward? This is a space that's really tricky because it isn't like you're navigating, you know, are we going to swaddle or not swaddle? you're navigating some bigger questions. And so really having grace, knowing that your partner is going through this just like you are. And lots of patience, lots of breathing, lots of understanding. Truly the one thing I will say coming out of the NICU, you will be a better parent because of the NICU. And if you can figure out how to work together as parents, you will be a very strong, very strong team. It's a sucky way to get there, but it does work. It is very hard to stay on the same team And there can be a lot of disagreements and arguments and misunderstandings that happen. Everyone's tired and stretched and scared. And so know that you aren't alone if it isn't going well. Know that this might not be the time for everybody to shine and be their best. Just assume that you're at your worst and so is your partner. And lots of grace. The other piece of advocating is that you can ask for a different nurse. You can change nurses. You can get a second opinion. I am a very big proponent of this. So in the NICU, it's really challenging because the doctor that is there is the doctor that you have. Some hospitals are teaching hospitals. Some hospitals have rotation of docs. But who you have is who you have. And that is a very challenging thing. It's not like anything else, really. Out in the world, if you have a doctor that you don't like, you can change. You can go see a different doctor. You can get a second opinion right then and there. And so really understanding, okay, can I get a different nurse? Do I need a different nurse? Do I need another opinion? Parents, you can call a medical conference, a conference call at any point in time. And it will bring everyone into the room, the neonatologists, the doctors, the nurses, PT, OT. It'll bring everybody in there and everybody will get on the same page. So many of the parents I work with feel like the medical team is not on the same page. And that can be really frustrating and scary. And so creating a plan, knowing that it might change, and getting some... Everybody's on the same page. We're all looking each other in the eyes and we are going forward in this direction can really be beneficial, especially if you have a medically fragile baby and there's a lot of different ideas, theories, options on the table where one week with one doc, something happens. And then the next week they try something totally different. That can be really overwhelming and frustrating. And then, you know, I would say that if you are out of the NICU, know that you have options. So this is not like the NICU, and you can change your pediatrician if you don't like them. And if you're doing early intervention things and supports like OT, PT and stuff like that, you can absolutely get a different person in there working with you and your child. And that can be a really hard transition as well, because parents are so used to just going, well, this is who I have. This is what I'm up for. And so giving yourself kind of the flexibility to go with the flow and then keep going with the flow requires an immense amount of flexibility that is challenging. It's really hard when you walk out of the NICU and it's not over and it just keeps going. And so giving yourself room and grace, giving yourself lots of time to just feel the feelings, know that you are not alone in this. Ask all the questions and keep asking questions. And know that just because your next door neighbor that had a 25-weeker and you had a 24-weeker, know that your journeys are not going to look anything alike. They're very, very different. Every single baby does this differently. And so really being able to kind of tunnel vision in on your baby and your family. Huddle in, hone in, get really, really, really good at reading your baby. And sometimes that does mean looking at the monitors. Most of the time, it means looking at your baby. So a lot of the moms I work with, they are so good that they will know before the monitor beeps that baby has gone down on sats just by looking at their face because they've been doing this so long. And so know that you will get there. That's that mama intuition. It just is time and experience. Know that it will take time to figure out the lay of the land, and you are not supposed to know the answers. So just because you had a preemie does not mean that you're supposed to know what medical thing your baby needs. Have lots of grace and lots of patience and openness to learning something in the midst of grieving, in the midst of being angry, in the midst of being so frustrated that you are not home already. And know that you are not alone and that you are not the first person to walk through this. And it is hard. It is so hard. So if you would like some support with that, I do some one-on-one coaching. I'm opening up a few spots Feel free to reach out and email me at Jess Threlkeld, Threlkeld at gmail.com. I would love to connect with you and hear more of your story and see how I can support you. Hang in there, and I will see you guys next week.